Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back, and welcome back to me. I've been away for 10 days or so. Right before I left, I pre-taped a bunch of episodes and they've been posting and I've been responding to comments and stuff because I didn't want to have an interruption in the whole momentum that's been going on, which has been really cool. A lot of people have been getting involved and it's been growing, and thank you for sharing and spreading the word. And with that being said, welcome to new members that have joined. In the last couple weeks, we've got a bunch of people: Sadeg Beheshti, Steve Howe, Alonzo Huerta, Richard Palmer, Ella Feingold, Massimo Miola, Pirachuch Kisiri, Puka, Fran Lorito, Luth Tooth, Justin Coe, Mark Silva, Braden Bradford, Dean Sarangelos, and Benjamin Anderson. Apologies if I pronounced your name incorrectly, but welcome to the club. And please continue spreading the word and sharing. That's what keeps this whole operation going. Okay, so where was I? I was in Hawaii. Hawaii is where the Okazakis come from. I have relatives there. I haven't been there in a long time, but I went back to see some folks and bring the family, and it's a great place. A lot of people look like me in Hawaii, mixed Asian kind of thing, and a lot of people play this instrument. What is this? This is a ukulele, as they say in Hawaii. Not a ukulele, but a ukulele. And it's a wonderful instrument. I didn't know anything about it, never played one before. But there was something that I wanted to find out, and this ties into the whole Charlie Christian thing that's been going on the channel here. So it's a passage from this book, Robin D.G. Kelly's Thelonious Monk, Life and Times of an American Original, which I've referenced many times and recommended. Page 69, talking about Minton's Playhouse. Minton's also provided a fertile environment for the budding composer. Legend has it that Thelonious had already composed some of his best-known tunes in the mid-1930s while he was a teenager. Yet, he did not publish or copyright anything until he started working at Minton's. Monk himself confirms this. Quote, "I started composing around 1942 when I was at Minton's." Unquote. His first two tunes were actually copyrighted in 1941, but he probably did not count them because they were collaborations with fellow Mintonians. Now, this is what's interesting. The first and most famous was written in collaboration with Kenny Clark. That's a drummer on the Stompin' at the Savoy. And copyrighted on June 2nd, 1941. Initially called Flyrite and then Iambic Pentameter, Monk finally renamed it Epistrophe. Clark claims credit for the melodic line. Now, check this out. He said that he came up with the melody after Charlie Christian showed him a fingering while fooling around with a friend's ukulele. Monk is given credit for writing the piano accompaniment, which reflects his fondness for chromaticism. Okay, so in my mind, I always had this weird little factoid about some connection between epistrophe and the ukulele. Now, epistrophe goes like this, right? That's just the beginning of it, but that's the melody that I want to think about. The notes are C sharp to D, and then A sharp to B, and then it goes same beginning, but the A sharp goes down to E natural. Okay. Now, let's suppose that I am just picking up this ukulele that's laying around somewhere, hanging out with Kenny Clarke, and I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just messing around with it. Well, you know, what would you do if you just messed around with an instrument like this? You probably just put your fingers on it and see what happens, right? I'm just putting my fingers on the first four frets and making notes, you know. Okay. And I might say, well, this isn't particularly interesting, but, you know, after I start messing around, I start messing around a little bit. I start changing strings and stuff. You know, doing different things. And maybe I say, well, instead of this, that's not so interesting. But I could switch to a different string in the middle. Well, look at that. That sounds like something. And then maybe I'll switch back. Right? So that's, you know, the same notes. Well, that's pretty interesting, isn't it? You know, you could say, like, well, this is the tuning of the ukulele. It's G, C, E, A. Even if you didn't know that, you know, you could still just mess around and get those notes. You end up being in D flat because you're playing from the C, you're playing the first fret. So, you know, D flat is probably not a great key on this instrument, but if you're just messing around like that, it just comes off naturally. You know, on guitar, it's here. Right? Or you could play it. And that on guitar, it would sound like this. But because ukulele has this high string, the melody jumps up. Right? It's tuned. Na da da da, my dog has fleas. So it's like four notes on the fifth fret of the guitar, but this one's high. Like if I hit the harmonic. So I was kind of amazed because I was like, well, I already know the melody to Epistrophe, so let me figure out, I'm kind of backwards engineering, like figure out how you could have arrived at that by just messing around. And it's so simple. It's just that. One, two, three, four. Now, what about the next part of the melody? The next part of the melody is like E natural. It's not an exact transposition. It doesn't go E. Some people play it like that, but really it's E natural to F. And then C to C sharp. Well, look, this could also happen on the ukulele because you have an E natural right here, the open string. So just open string and then a first finger and then 3-4. And then if you wanted to get to that other note, it's just there. So you've got the whole melody of the A section right there. Then it does that again. Now what about the bridge? Who knows if this was really this doesn't work quite as well on the ukulele, so maybe this is a piano thing, but you can still kind of play it. That's going to be kind of like, I'm still kind of getting the hang of this. Then the E flat's here. So there it is. I mean, that's sort of, to me, like a confirmation that that's probably a true story. I mean, it makes total sense that you could come up with that melody on this instrument. You know, you never know. That's why I like to mess around on different instruments. You come up with new ideas. And one of the most famous monk tunes of all time has the origin in this Hawaiian instrument. So there you go. I haven't heard anybody talk that much about this. I guess it's a pretty obscure bit of history. It's not that many people are really digging into this stuff that much. But I thought I'd share it here. And it ties into this whole Charlie Christian Minton's era that we're talking about. So I think it's interesting to imagine what people were doing. All right, so that's it for today. We got cool stuff coming up. Sight reading program is version 2.0 will be coming up soon. I got a lot of bugs that I fixed. It's going to be much better, the next version. So I hope to get that out in the next like week or so. The Stomping at the Savoy solo, that analysis and transcription, we'll be finishing that up this week. And then I have some stuff I'm going to be talking about with composition and rhythm. This is something that people have requested, and I've been trying to think about how to do it because it can be pretty in the weeds type of stuff, you know, in terms of theory and then trying to talk about, like, more talking than explaining. But 250 videos or so in, I still haven't talked about composition, which is really one of my main things. So I will be getting into that in some way that I can try and come up with a way to make it interesting, you know, in terms of like real hands-on, not just me sitting here talking. So that's coming up as well. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for spreading the word, and see you next time. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.